ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सो इट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल सॉन्ग। जस्ट नाउ व्हेन वी वर सिटिंग इन बाबाज रिमेम्बरेंस, एज वेरी मच कनेक्टेड विथ टुडेज टॉपिक, understanding and receiving miracles of blessings, feeling the miracles of Baba's blessings. I think we have a lot of space in the front. I think it would be good if you can come in the front chair, sisters. Those are sitting at the back, please come in front. So we can exchange more and more blessings. Yeah. So every day Baba is showering and giving us lot of blessings, isn't it? And these blessings are not an ordinary words, but they are creating miracles. I want to share my personal experience of those miracles, and also we will be going to exchange your experiences also, because we are... Sister, can I stop or can continue? Because still translation is going on. I can start? Okay, thank you. Okay. Miracles of Baba's blessings. So wonderful. And the real stories of Brahmins, of our divine family, and our personal experiences, and my own experiences too. The sister who is here, who was just asking me the details, I think right now she's not. She told me that I should introduce myself. So hope many of you must be knowing me. I am at the Global Hospital and Research Center, and my Laukik name is Dr. Binny, and I am right from my childhood. When I was 6 years old, I am the first child who came in Madhuban. The whole family is in Baba's knowledge, grew up here, had my schooling here, and in 71 we arrived here, so we were the first children of Madhuban. And afterwards, after my schooling, I went to the big cities for my studies, because we were not having college here, and I had a wonderful experiences right from my childhood, how Baba's blessings create miracles and miracles. And then afterwards, when the Global Hospital started, and then right from the foundation, because we were the only children, grew up in Mount Abu in Madhuban, so the Global Hospital and Research Center has given me wonderful experiences that how Baba's blessings, they are really miracles, because it is seeing, experiencing many things happening every day, and now these days it's happening more faster and faster. And it was also a miracle for me, because I never thought that I came in Global Hospital and I had a chance of doing PhD, the first doctorate in the subject of spirituality, and the first documentation, official documentation in the university of Brahma Kumaris. So that was again a miracle, how Baba helps us. If anything, even any challenges in the life, Baba is doing everything for us. Only a very, very strong faith in Baba and Baba's hand. And then later on I look after the public relations and media, and I never thought that Baba gave me so many blessings when I was doing this work, and it is changing into miracle. And I never dreamt, had anything in my dream and also in my thoughts that 2012 was the year in which I received very prestigious awards. Maybe 6 awards I received. And I said, no, I am not receiving, Baba, this is your miracle. Because, you know, this is what the work, when Baba helps us to do something, which I did in this, my doctorate of, you know, awakening spirituality and how Brahma Kumaris, they are spreading the message of spirituality all over the world. That I was doing, and Baba gave me at that time the blessings I will tell you in between the stories. And I was feeling that really, you know, Baba's each and every day blessing in the Murli. Like for example, what was Baba's today's blessing you liked? What was that? Ji? Say loudly. Pardon? One sentence, one support. Yes? Very good. Anyone else? So many blessings Baba is giving you. See, it's such a interesting thing that each and every Murli is giving at the end. Of course, in the Murli it is there. But you see that when the last is like a treasure house for us. When we were just sitting like a small group with Dadi Prakashmani ji, and we were asking Dadi Prakashmani that, Dadi ji, what is your secret of your stage? How you are so looking so constantly balanced and you look so happy and there is no signs of any stress on Dadi's face. So Dadi shared that time the secrets of her efforts, and she said that when Baba is speaking in the Murli, because Dadi ji used to read Murli 2 to 3 times. And she said that the last, when Baba say gives the blessings or essence and slogan, so I feel, you know, this is personally to me. And Dadi says that, you know, applying that for the whole day, using it as a miracle, as a, you know, personal, Dadi used the underline the word that no, it is for me as a personal blessing. And then the whole day, whenever, you know, Dadi ji used to meet so many brother and sister, so many different kind of things comes in front of her. And Dadi says that I feel very light because I know that the next day Baba is going to give another pack of blessings. So there will be another, you know, for tomorrow there is so much again. So why don't we use it today? So Dadi Prakashmani is Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, if you look at them, their life is, again, you see that each and every time when they speak from the heart. So when I was just, you know, contemplating on the topic, of course, it is our own, like it is a journey, I feel that let's go together, and this is not only just I'm giving you a lecture or class, I feel this is from the heart, that so many stories of your personal life will be there, that Baba did a miracle with you. And the number one miracle is what? Do you know what is number one miracle? First important number one miracle of Baba's blessing. She is saying in Hindi, Na Ummidwar Se Ummidwar, means from hopeless to hope, you know. Baba has created so much hope. So number one miracle, anyone can share, brother? Number one miracle is what? Anyone can share, what do you feel when you apply with your life, personal life? So what is number one miracle? happiness. And what is the reason of happiness in life? So the miracle is, Baba said many times in Murli, that God Himself, who is the bestower of blessings, chosen us from so many multi-million souls of the world. We are here, the miracle, a practical miracle in front of world, that Baba has chosen us. See that the people in bhakti, still they are doing, making a lot of efforts, and they just feel like little, you know, little blessing from God, and little, you know, the words they use. Of course, in bhakti, the words make us melt when you feel, you can feel the tears in your eyes, because the way they do bhakti. Even in India, we see how much pain they give to their physical body for just a one blessing from God. And if you see that, I give you a Hindi meaning of the word, because there is also a difference between blessings and good wishes. In Hindi, we say good wishes, shubh bhavna. And blessings, in Hindi, little bit more elevated word is vardhan. So, do you feel any difference between these two words? What is the difference between good wishes and blessings? Stay for lifetime, blessings and... Yeah, good wishes, because these days, you know, people, they send good wishes. So time, everybody is so busy, so they send good wishes on a special days like New Year or Diwali or festivals. They send the SMS to each other, but then rest of the days, they feel like ordinary, isn't it? But here, the beauty is what that Baba says, that shubh bhavna, because without good wishes, the blessings cannot be experienced with that strength. So good wishes are the foundation. That is why Baba says, that's again and again an underline homework to us, because when Baba says, so sometimes when we have interactions, how to reduce waste? Because in each and every homework, Baba is giving us the same question. Why? Why the same question is with us? The same homework is underlying. So Baba is saying, this year's homework, Baba is going to ask us, do you know what's our homework is? Now Baba is going to come on 15th. So we remember our homework? Yeah. Yes? B? Good wishes. Yeah. Any type of atmosphere. So good wishes actually are very powerful, because when we give good wishes, one thing is there, just people give in the world just for formality. They just say, for example, in India or wherever, simple words are there, you know. First, when they look at, like in Hindi, they say, okay, be always fortunate, you know. They say that, be happy in your life, be healthy, khush raho, swasth raho, get well soon. These kind of wishes people are giving to each other, isn't it? Simple words. And beauty of the blessings, difference between good wishes, when they are translating into blessings, the blessings are very, very, very less, very few words. Maybe 3-4 words, Like for example, Baba says many times in the Murli, to the children, Master bestowers of happiness. Bhagya Vidata means Master Baba is using for us that we, of course, there is a one thing is that because in India when we call of blessings, so it is Vardhan means it is always very clear that blessings will be, can be given only by God. Because the God is always the bestower of blessings. So here when once we become Baba's children, we get blessings from Baba. Why blessings are miracles? Because the blessings are the only power which can make us to do the efforts, you know, in a very, very simple way. The first important thing is that we become fast, I'm not using fast word, but more than that what Baba is saying, how to become obstacle free and the flying stage, that can be possible when we experience the blessings. When Baba gives the blessings, the blessing doesn't belong only to one person, to one soul, but Baba sees everyone. When Baba gives drishti, Avyakt Bab Dada is giving drishti, and that time Baba is giving from the drishti. What is that exactly? They are what exactly? Baba is giving through the drishti blessings to the children. And it happened, I really tell you a story that it is a reality that the new souls, they come to meet Bab Dada, and when they were, even many times we experienced, and when Baba was giving a drishti and that person was having, he was feeling very sick. He was just sitting, and then Baba gave him the drishti, and then he felt the whole pain is just going away from the body. It's going away, it's going away, and he felt that he's feeling so healthy. And then he shared that I received the magic, I received something was happening in my whole body. I feel so, so light and full of power. So it is, you know, something which is Baba makes us that we should apply it. Because the application of blessings, it is very, very important that how we can apply. So what is the easiest way of experiencing the miracle of blessings? What is the easiest method in our day to feel the miracle? So miracles are what? If you see that happens. Sometimes people says, oh, it can happen. Yes, it can happen. 100%. It happens. With our strong faith and determination, it happens. If we have a little doubt and if we have a little waste thought, a mixture of thoughts, then it is not happening in the way. It takes time, but the moment we have full faith and the full determination, then it happens in our life. So the best method of feeling the miracle of Baba's blessing is what we should do. The easy method is what? Baba's one very beautiful murli. Baba said the best method of feeling blessings is giving. Give blessings and receive blessings. So is it easy to give blessings? Yes or not? How many times we give blessings or good wishes in a day? How many times do we give or not? Yeah. I share one experience. Many times it happening, because when I started serving in Global Hospital, so I started feeling that of course people come there because of sickness and they are not well, maybe for checkups and all. So I started feeling that the miracle of these words, when I really found the results, and that was the word and the sentence, you know, applying with Baba's power. Because if we feel it is our personal or we are giving from our side, that doesn't work in that way. But I felt that from Baba's side, from like people in Laukik world say, it's God's blessings. You will be all right. You will be all right to the sick people. You will be okay. It is really working like a miracle. And I have experienced that many times. There was one patient from local Mount Abu. The lady, actually she was very, very sick. And she was many days in the hospital, and I used to tell her every day that you will be all right, you will be okay, you have to remember God. You will be all right. Why? Because Baba says our words are very important. And when she became all right, normal, and she was getting discharged, then she shared me this. And she said, you said to me every day, that you will be all right. You will be okay. And she says that I feel that, you know, with the help of God blessing and faith in your words, I feel all right. And I, from that moment, I made it very strong in my mind. Whenever I meet patient, I tell them, you will be all right. The moment if you tell anybody you don't look good, you look sick, so they feel more down. Tell them you will be all right. You look very good. Anybody sitting here from Mexico? I was recently just returned back few days, just 15 days before I was in US trip for almost 1.5 months, and I had a wonderful experience of Baba's miracles of blessings. And this is with the sister that, of course, this the whole trip I feel the blessings, the miracle of Baba's blessing. We just, you know, have the full faith in our intellect. Baba, these are all working, this is happening. Because sometimes we make lot of tiring effort sitting in Baba's remembrance, and then we feel that we are doing lot of hard work. But if you feel the shower of blessing on your head, your soul will be going to dance, and you will feel dancing in Baba's love and Baba's blessings. That is going to happen. And that I felt many times in this trip, and suddenly connecting with this story, the sister over there in the Mexico, from almost 1 year, more than 1 year, She was okay, and everything she was doing very actively, Baba's service. And some paralysis and all these problems came to her, and then she even, you know, could not come down and could not get up on the stairs, on like a bedridden, but you know that the very old sister in Baba's knowledge, Adi Janki, sent her from UK for that service, because she was the first one 30 years back knowing the Spanish language. And our program was not there because it was in Texas. I was invited for one of the get-together, and that was the border city, McAllen of Mexico, and this place. And I said, we are going to Mexico actually. And there were only 2 days in between, for the final program was on Sunday. So we were just reaching there Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So these in between days, we came to know, and the invitation was that we reached to Mexico City. And when we went to that sister, and we were looking at her, and just the tears in her eyes, she was missing so much Madhuban. You can imagine the soul who used to come 2-3 times to Madhuban. And she was feeling such a pull. And the moment when she came to know that we have come from Madhuban, and we were giving her drishti of from Madhuban, that with love, and she was having tears and tears in her eyes. And she was saying, "No, Baba sent you." We could not, I know I cannot go to Madhuban, but you know, then I told her that what message I should take back from here. And she says, "Baba, I love you, I miss you, I miss Madhuban." Well, I can feel that we are all fortunate, we are here, the people, souls, those cannot come. And then, you know, I found one, her photograph, next sitting, next office room. In that picture, she was recently, you know, in Madhuban, means 2 years back, she was honored, like, 25-year celebrations, double foreigners in, I think, 30 years, like that. So, she was one of that, and she was with the crown and all decorated one. Her photograph was there, and I just showed her that photograph. And she was looking, because, you know, her brain was also not, so a lot of damage to her brain, actually, mainly. And she was looking at the picture, trying to recognize that she is actually in that picture, that healthy. And she says to me, "Did you bring it from Madhuban for me?" And we said to her, "See, you are like this." You know, the moment she saw her picture was creating the feelings of the that state of, you know, that giving a lot of energy to her mind. And we are in touch, and we, of that sister who given the news, she's feeling very, she's improving so fast now. That's why Baba says the blessings of Baba, you know, to all of us, so many blessings are happening like a miracle. So I remember when I was doing my PhD, it was a really challenge. And first time, during my, they said, "You cannot do a PhD on Brahma Kumaris." And I used the word in Brahma Kumaris literature, Brahma Kumaris philosophy, you know, the essence was creating lot of awakening in the world, and we are giving in the world the, you know, message of values, spirituality, we are the leading organization. They said, "No, you don't have any book in the university. No student, like a university level, like Mahatma Gandhi, Aurobindo, Milton, Shakespeare, their books are there." And they said, "No, you cannot. We know." And then afterwards, before that, I given a whole thought to Baba. "Baba, this is your work. If you want, you have to do. You have to create a miracle." And after 6 months, I got a call from the university vice chancellor. They called me back. Again, a 1.5 hours interview was there. Many cross questions. And I told them, "Yes, this is what we are doing, and I want to document this. I want to present the research. This is what the thousand and thousand of people's life has changed. I want to present this. This, we are the leading university." So after seeing the, like, I was feeling the miracle of the whole team, those were cross-questioning me, and then lastly they said, "Yes, we are giving you a special permission to do PhD on spirituality and document Brahma Kumaris," and they allowed me to use as it is the title, because they said you cannot use the word literature for Brahma Kumaris because you don't have such literature. And they said, now they said, "Yes, you use it as it is." So see, that wonders happen. Then They said, yes, we are giving you a special permission after seeing your life and dedication. So I said, no, this is how Baba, you are doing a miracle. And afterwards, because mostly, why I am sharing this experience? Because at every step I found the miracle of Baba's blessings. He's making sort of things easy. Supporting in each and every step, Baba is doing wonders. And then at that time, I got a message from Dr. Gulja Dadi, because it used to take 5 to 6 years to do doctorate. And time is so precious. And I asked Baba that, Baba, this is what? Because after the cross questioning from them, and I said, no Baba, this is what I have to represent the whole organization. And Baba said, given a message, don't listen to anyone. Because sometimes I was finding the comments, no, why you want to do this? Because time is so less. And why there is a need? You know, I was already in Global Hospital. And then Baba says, no, don't listen to anyone. No one has done in the yajna. You have to do this. And Baba gave me blessings at that time too. I can say that powers. And the first power was the power of concentration and power of determination. These two powers, they become miracle for me. Because from that moment, I feel Baba started helping me in each and every step. And I feel so many visions, maybe any other class will be, I will share the detail, but I just want to share you the key things that Baba used to give me a visions. I used to see the different dreams. And Baba was showing me what to write actually. The Baba showed me first time Gita. And I never read Gita, and the Gita came in my dream, and I saw the yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati, all Baba's special words in Murli. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir, man mana bhav. So then, 12 values and 12 things were picked out from Gita and what Baba has used in Murli's many, many times. So I said, Baba, how you are so wonderful, your blessings are, I was having many times tears in my eyes. I says, no, you say, Baba, that many times you give blessing, I do everything for you. I am Karan Karavan Har. Don't worry, you know, when Dadiji has made that card, no, Baba, recently, and it is written, you remember that words, what are they becoming very popular? Dadi Janki shares many times. Don't worry, chinta mat karo, I am there, I am sitting for you. And Baba is making us what to write. Baba touching those souls, Baba is doing everything. That's the miracle. The miracle is what that things happen. Of course, I'm not saying like this way that we don't do efforts actually. No, we have to do. And the best thing of feeling the blessings of Baba, the power of the miracle of Baba, is the Amrit Vela. The morning time is the best time in which actually in reality Baba empowers us. That's the time things happens. And this is the time in very less time. Baba giving us such a beautiful touchings, and we clearly feel we are not. This is not my. This is not I. Because the moment when we mix I, the things changes. But the moment we use Baba, things happen in a different way. So I remember that when the blessings in this US trip, because when we were leaving from here, from Madhuban, and Dadi Janki said, no, this is God's plan. And God's plan, then a moment God's plan, then our intellect is becoming what? No, Baba. That's why surrendering it to Baba, we are ready, Baba, for you. You have given us so much. And now this is the time for us to return. What do you feel? And the whole trip I found, no, thousands and thousands souls are there. They're waiting for us. And I never thought that Dadi Janki said, no, it is God's plan. And I went 2 times to Chicago. I never thought that Baba made me to do this PhD for what? Because Baba is very clever. We never know. Baba is using our each and every quality in a beautiful way, because Baba knows. I never knew about this. Because when I went to Chicago 2 times in the same date, we were there on the world that was 120 years, the day, 11th September, Swami Vivekananda completed their 120 years when he gave his first speech in Chicago. So that was a wonderful program that we had a chance of giving Baba's message to all the key people, and including the executive director of the World Parliament of Religions, when Dadi Prakashmani went so many years back. And again we got such a strong platform. And due to this service, because director of the World Parliament, she was, you know, very deeply asking the questions to me that, you know, I have heard, but I wanted to know how the Brahma Kumaris, what is your network, how you are doing so successfully everything. I have heard a lot of Mount Abu, your headquarters, but I want to know more. So through her, there was a 20 minutes interview they recorded, and that interview was telecasted and it was given in all the leading channels of America. So see, without spending a money, we did Baba's service. You know, it was so wonderful. And then due to this service, I got another chance. After 15 days, I went again in Chicago. And I found this is a miracle, because the reason was, this was a very, very big event of 150th anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. They were celebrating, and there were key people they had invited from India, like Swami Ramdev and Swami Chidanand from Rishikesh, and very big and very famed people from America in the spirituality, and those were from Swami Vivekananda. And out of these 6 people, and I was there as one of main speaker, I never knew. And they called me on the stage. All are there. 4,000 people were in the hall in Chicago. And they called me on the stage first. And I was not knowing. They said to me, give the message of your chief and introduce Brahma Kumaris. See, this is what Baba's miracle. And I had to give them the Baba's message and Dadi's message, and also Brahma Kumari's introduction, and the 4,000 people there. And then next time, in the same session, they called me before Swami Ramdev. And you know that Swami Ramdev is very famous in the world for his yoga and exercise. And I went on the stage and I saw the miracle of Baba's blessings. Because when I was invited at the time, like you are sitting, Swami Ramdev, Chidanand, all are sitting on the, like this, on the sofas and the chairs. Nobody was on the stage. And there were the pictures of Swami Vivekananda like this, a big stage. And I said, now Baba, you have to do. I will be just an instrument, because they are all very learned people sitting. They are leaders and they all speak in Sanskrit. And I have to give your message, Baba. Now you have to do your miracle. And I remember when I started speaking, I was feeling I am not. It was the miracle of Baba's blessing that I never prepared that sentence, and I was using the same sentence which Swami Vivekananda spoke 120 years back on the same place. And I started my speech with Divine Brothers and Sisters of America. I spoke same words and started the speech which I integrated in my PhD, because I had to. That is what Baba used this PhD for, the service, this service. Because out of many, many main people whose, you know, studies are integrated in this doctorate thesis was also Swami Vivekananda, and I started with, you know, his popular lines. That is, after that, of course, then the meditation was there. Arise, awake, and do not sleep. Do not sleep. Time is not for sleeping. And how the Brahma Kumaris are creating the awakening in the world. So with that awakening commentary, when 20 minutes meditation, whole hall was silent and experiencing that. And I feel at the end, when everybody spoke and all of them come to us, they said, this is the best. Because whosoever gave the speech, no one of them conducted the meditation. And Baba says, no, meditation is what? Meditation is a miracle. It's a miracle actually. That's what the tears of, I can feel in the eyes after, when I had 2-3 more programs, tears. This is what, who is doing this? The time has come in which, don't think that I am not capable. Keep always that consciousness, I am capable, Baba can do anything through me. So the blessings of Baba's, because Baba is giving the power. And we become light, we feel, no Baba, now this is the time. I am ready. The moment we feel ready, Baba is there to do the touchings. And then I found, you know, that there why the tears came. The 2-3 American women came. They said, no, we were holding this from so many years. Something we were holding. And we were holding it, and it was not going from their heart. And this meditation made them, you know, something was letting go. It was going away, and it was like a healing, and they were feeling light. And of course the sisters were there, and they were just giving the addresses to come to the center, because they were all asking for Baba's centers where we can go. So why I'm sharing that? Because the time is exact time in the moment that we have to touch those souls. Those are waiting there. They are really in pain. They are really waiting for us. And they are like thirsty. They all want drops, you know, little drops, making them also happy. So that is why we all Baba's children here, you know, we are here because to help them out. Give them now the time, because Baba says the time is there. You will not going to have a time to give 3 days course, 7 days course will be also impossible. But what will be there? You can transfer them. Baba's blessings, give them blessings. Because it is very powerful experience. The 4 steps to give Baba's blessings to others, to feel the miracle of Baba's blessing is, the first thing is, I was sharing, and it is the part of the Murli, is just start giving. Give them. Smiling is also blessings. See that all the deities, they are smiling. Nobody is laughing. You never see any teeth of any deities. They are so smiling and their hands are like that. So this is the posture of giving. You know, give them. That's why once Dadiji was giving a very yukti. Of course, for example, if I'm not able to do this, if somebody is asking me to do, and I feel that, okay, I will not be able to do. So Dadiji said that, please don't say immediately no. Because that soul will be going to be disheartened. Choose the right time, explain your situation, but tell them at least, okay, yes, I will be with you. What is there in saying like this? I will help you. I will do for you. I will try my best. That makes a soul happy. That's what giving. Giving means receiving. You never know. Your words said with the powerful consciousness, they become true. And you know, the thing is what? Because Baba says that your words are very powerful, because first of all we create thoughts and then they translate it into words. So that is why Baba said Brahmin's words are very, very precious. They become truth, because that's why if anything is said little bit with the waste thoughts to anyone, the soul thinks, no, you said like this to me. Yeah. If anyone in the law kicks, no, they say, no, this person has said. It's like for them it's like a curse. So our life, our thoughts are very precious. So Baba says, be careful before we speak, because for others they are like a blessings. Maybe we say the blessing, bestower of blessing is one. So that is why this is the one thing. And the second is that we have to have how we can give more blessing, because if we are contented and satisfied, if we have something in our mind and heart that, no, I need this and I need this and I need this, then it means we always expect from others. Then we don't give. Then we become miser. We become miser. So Baba says, no, we should give. So that is why that yuktis Baba gives us in everyday Murli, that, you know, it is very important that feel satisfied. I am so fortunate. That's why Baba's number one, Baba says that the blessing for us to revise every day is, Baba is saying what? Just remember the blessing which you chosen, you liked of Baba's. Yes. Speak and see that what you liked when you came in Baba's knowledge, which words? Farishta. World benefactor. First number is which blessing Baba says? A slogan. Repeating many times Baba in Murlis. Easy yogi. What else? It is there in your minds somewhere. Father. The word starts with Hindi. Okay, I help you. You also speak the same Hindi word when you speak this word. You don't tell, there is no translation of that much. Vah. Vah, say vah. Vah, say, what is that first vah is? Vah, Baba, vah. Do you need any translation for this? Yeah. There's no translation. Is because it is already a full powerful word. Baba, you have given me so much fortune and vah mera bhagya, vah. What a blessing. What a fortune. people go to fortune tellers or go to different, you know, these days also so many other things are to know what is their fortune actually. What will be their this year and next year? What will be their job? What will be the horoscope and everything? But Baba says, no. What is our fortune? Because it is not written by or given by an ordinary person. But who has given this fortune to us? Who bestowed this fortune to us? Baba. So only these two, three blessings, if in the morning we just have in our intellect, in our mind, it's just a very, very powerful way of doing yoga. Don't do hard work. And I feel very easy and I enjoy Baba's company when you just feel the blessings of Baba. And sometimes in BK still I find, till now they are many years in Baba's knowledge. And they ask, Baba, how to make yoga powerful? You know, the same question is still there. Why? Because Baba is giving easy methods to fly. And easy methods are blessings. So that's why people say, you are blessed soul. You are blessed soul of Baba. Because Baba is giving us so many blessings every day. Extraordinary way. Nobody can give in the world. So third step is to receive Baba's blessings is to become humble. The more humble we are, humble server. Do you like this? Baba said once in Murli. What do you feel? You can also share your experience. You must have experiencing and receiving so many blessings. Do you feel that is something which you would like to add to receive Baba's blessing? What do you feel, brother? How we can get Baba's blessing? I'm asking you. Easy method to receive Baba's blessings, seeing the Baba's miracle. Yes. Trust. Day, night to day. Yeah. See, this is also the way. Only thing is, it's a very subtle way you have to catch also. Baba is going to help you. Baba can help you in kitchen also. Baba can also send somebody if you are not okay. Somebody will come to you and say, okay, I can help you. This is Baba's mess. You will say, how, who has come? And I never thought. Somebody is coming and helping me. You will get some email. You will get some phone. Catch all these, the miracle of Baba's blessings. And I give you a real story. Just few days back, and I think few months back, we had a bhakti of the all senior sisters, dedicated sister. And then one sister shared a real story of Baba's magic of blessings. The same, you know, poster you must have seen of Baba Sahan. Children, don't worry, sweet children, I am there. Chinta na karo, I am there, I am sitting for you. And this brother, he was having a business, so he put that picture in his shop and where, you know, there was a cash, so he put that picture on that. And at night, the thieves came in the shop to steal. And they were all inside, they broken the lock, they went inside. And when they read and they saw at the picture, it was written there, I am there, don't worry, I am there. And after reading the words there, they actually felt the power. This means they never got the courage. They were whole night in the shop there. They did nothing. Nothing. They didn't take a single penny and went away from the shop. The brother said, I was always having faith. Baba, I am not there. You are sitting, no? No one can do anything. Baba, you are there. Full faith. Miracle happened. Nothing went. Baba is there. So many times, so many things are there happening. These are miracles actually. People are finding it, feeling it. Sometimes difficult to translate into words because miracles, people feel that word is a different thing, but here it is the, you know, support of Baba's blessings. They are the blessings to us. Because, you know, I remember when I was 6 years old and I met first time Baba, so I didn't understand what Baba is saying actually. I remember still the Baba's room in Madhuban, that is also a big room, but it was very small actually. It was very small, it was broken later on the last sofas where you sit, that was another room actually. They broken the wall and they made the big room. So I remember that was a small room. I'm talking of 70s, and then Baba was sitting the gaddi, which you know, no, the corner one. The Baba used to come there. Guljar Dadi used to sit there. And Dadi Prakashmani was sitting there, and Nivay Bhai, you know, I think hardly 15-20 people there on this room were there when I have a remembrance of the first meeting. And that time Baba was, you know, the as soon as, because that time the Murli was also like a chit-chat, no, the personal. Because it was not that time the full Murli was written. The full Murli started coming later on. But that time there were Ishu Dadi used to take the notes. And even I have the copy of that book with me when the first translation started. From Hindi to English, that book is there. And that book was written by Jagdish Bhai with the help of Jayanti Ben. And that was also not the full Murli. So, the little, you know, parts of the translation is there. So, I remember that time when Baba was... Okay, now let's go to Baba now. Reach there and feel now that you are receiving so powerful blessings from Baba. The shower of blessing is coming on.
Thank you.
Because I didn't understand what Baba was speaking to us, because we were very young children, and Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani called us in front, because we were very next, sitting to this side of Dadi Prakashmani, because they made us to sit in front as being children. And I still remember the Baba's Drishti, but I didn't understand the words, because later on, maybe I understood more the Baba's blessings and the Drishti and Baba. At that time, in first meeting, Baba, he had put in the golden spoon in my mouth, in our the whole family. So I remember that, because the blessings, the main is Baba's Drishti and blessings. When Baba gives us, actually Baba transform and Baba, you know, gives everything in that. It is very deep also, because the reason is that even when you look at the Baba's picture in Baba's room, I found many times the eye is changing. And I said, how it is changing? Why? Because Baba, the moment you take a drishti from Baba with that thought, with that love, as Baba's eyes are life, very life. Have you experienced that? Because the reason is, we are not looking at the picture, but we are receiving from Baba's that love. We are talking to Baba. It's not just, we are just simply just doing the formality, because going and saying good morning to Baba, that's why. Looking at the Baba's eyes, specifically in Baba's room, you will find it, that Baba is speaking to you. And that's why that eyes of Baba's, they are speaking eyes. Because Baba knows and what is there in our heart, what we want to say to Baba. Baba, just in a second, Baba reads everything. And that's why when you will be going to listen this Murli of Baba, Vekmar Murli, and you will be finding that Baba is speaking to me personally. It's a personal to me, because the moment Baba gives us the drishti and Baba gives the blessings and Baba reply you, immediately Baba replies you in the Murli. So how beautiful is that? Baba's meeting, isn't it? So, on 15th we will be going to meet Bab Dada, but then before that, we can enjoy Baba's blessings every day. Don't do anything and don't work hard actually. Because Baba says, now I don't want my children, they should work hard, like, you know, tiring for making the efforts. Madhuban is a place in which you can feel Baba's blessings there. And the miracle of Baba's blessing happens when we see the sick people coming and some souls, those actually really want something, and it's happening actually. Baba is giving them according to, you know, their capacity. So that is why the best method to receive Baba's blessing is Baba Shirimat. Because every day Murli, Baba's Murli is what exactly? Baba's Murli is what? Shrimat, our direction of Baba's to us. So when we, you know, we are very clear to Baba and our heart is clear and honest, even do we make any, because we are not perfect and we are all doing efforts. In sense, we are checking ourselves and we are trying to, you know, making it to even have, to have clear our very, very slightest weaknesses. In that also, if we are clear to Baba, because Baba loves children, those are pure and clear-hearted children. So they receive more, because sometimes some souls say, why don't I feel actually that? Why others are feeling? Because on Baba Shrimat, I remember the one story actually, it's a very beautiful story, is that once, you know, there was a, exactly, it's a, not, we call it fakir in Hindi. He was not a beggar, but exactly the person who, you know, used to go from door to door and help people, and he was very elderly person. And he was making an announcement that if anybody is going to take my advice and what is the cost of my advice is the one, means in Hindi we say 1 lakh rupees. How many dollars, I don't know. But he said, he announced that the cost of my advice is 1 lakh rupees. So if anybody would like to take that advice, they have to pay 1 lakh. Nobody was, because of the cost, so nobody was taking the advice. They want to buy that advice, but ultimately he went to the king. And king bought the advice from him. And he paid him 1 lakh rupees. And what he said, the person, he said to the king that my advice to you is that please write on the each main door of your palace the words. He given the advice was before doing any action. In Hindi we say karm karne se pehle. Think before doing any action. Think. In Hindi we say karm karne se pehle sochna, you know. Think seriously before doing any action. And he returned that advice on all the main doors of his palace. After a few days, the king became sick and he was on bed. At that time when he could not do much, and his minister, he had a dishonest thought in his mind, and he shared that thought to the doctor, the royal doctor. And he said to the doctor that you give that medicine, such kind of a medicine to the king that he will die. And when he will be going to die, both of us will be going to divide. I will become king and then we will divide the property of king. So, coming in influence of the minister, this doctor prepared the medicine. And he was going to the king's room and he walked one corridor, the another corridor, the another main corridor. Everywhere that advice was written that think before what you are doing. Think before what you are doing before. And when he was reading that advice, it was clicking in his mind. And it so powerfully given him a thought that the minister who can kill the king today, he can kill me later on. Who knows? He is not trusty to the king and what will be going to happen to me. and his whole mind changed. And when he reached the king's room, and he shared everything, the whole plan of minister. And the king called the minister and he put him in, given a death sentence, and this doctor became one of the very close advisor, or maybe very close to the king because of his trust. And then he asked this doctor, that king asked, why made you to change the decision? Because you have taken a decision and you were coming to me to take the medicine. And he said, the advice which was written on the each and every main door I was entering, and the king realized, and king called that fakir, the beggar, given him more money. He said, you given me so precious words and my life is saved. That's why Baba Shrimati is what every day? Advice to us. Baba says, children, think before thinking. Daddy says, think before thinking. Think before doing. Think before speaking. It's so important, because every day Baba is, underlining on not no waste thoughts, words. So these are not important advice to us. They are very, very precious to us. That's why Baba says, if we churn that, keep in mind, we never know what time that advice, the Shrimat of Baba, helps us to perform right actions and do right actions, and we can be on the right path. Is that right? Baba Shrimat is helping us every day. So that help us to give, more and more blessings to other, or more. Because Baba is underlining again and again the Shubh Chintan and Shubh Chintak. These two words are very important to receive Baba's blessing. Means Baba says Chintan means we have to think first. Chintak and Chintan, Baba says many times in Avyat Murli. It means you have to churn. Thinking is one thing. That's why information and knowledge is one thing. But wisdom is different, because Baba is giving us wisdom. The wisdom is what? To know whether I have to put it in action or not. Or whether I should check myself to speak before speaking, before doing, before, translating into a real action. So that is why Baba is always saying, Chintak Shubh, you have to have auspicious, that the Shubh word in Hindi has a very good translation in English. Very beautiful, means auspicious. Auspicious, that's why, I don't know about other countries, but in India, the elderly persons in the house, the rest of the family members bow in their feet and they give the blessings. This is, take the elderly blessings in the morning, along with God's blessing, because they used to say, be happy, be healthy, wealthy. They always used to say like that. These are the elderly blessings. So now we are what actually, exactly? We are Babas now. Such children that we have to give the blessings to Shubh Chintak. We have to have that good wishes for others. What do you feel? Anyone would like to share any of their experience of the miracle of blessings? Anyone? All from the Asia, I think Asian. Big group is from Asia, isn't it? Thailand or, you would like to share? Yes. You need mic? And India also, many countries are there, but this side I am finding from Southeast Asia, right? Sister, any? Would you like to have the mic? You would like to listen from her? Yeah, you can stand and share. It will be nice for us to share. Can you just speak if they hear you? Otherwise, we will give you mic.
I'm just new in Gyan. Baba brought us together, myself and my husband, 1 year ago.
Oh, he's sitting, your yugal is sitting here?
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Something.
He's here.
And this is regarding, well, when we just got to know about Baba's, like, maryadas and Baba's love in form of Rakhi. So this is, like, about importance of Rakhi festival and purity and everything. So, you know, it's such an important festival for all the Brahmins. And what has happened, it just, we had, like, in Melbourne, I'm from Australia, so in Melbourne that was a huge celebration where other sisters from overseas and everyone was coming in. And plus this was like my first Rakhi kind of Baba tying, and like I was just contemplating it and just didn't want to miss it on any cost, you know, just immersed in his love and everything. But then how the test come, and I've two little children, twin boys, 7-year-old, and there wasn't anyone there to look after them. So what we decided is I asked Sandeep, okay, you go, and I'll speak to Baba, and Baba, you know, I want to come. I don't know how you're going to make it. You have to do it. That's it. And he just left a day before because that was like kind of retreat, and everyone's staying there in the retreat center. Well, all good, and I wasn't having any kind of, you know, that disturbance or even the slightest thought that I will not go or something will happen or I'll miss it. I knew, Baba, I'm going to come, that's all. And I'm just now sitting behind and just watching how the things are happening and moving. And it was like kind of an observer to that situation. Like I didn't make anything happen, didn't make any plans or ask anyone or ask Sandeep or anyone to take me there. That was like 1.5 hour drive from our place to the retreat center where the celebration was about to happen. It was on Sunday.
Which place was there?
That was in Baxter, Melbourne.
Baxter?
Baxter in Melbourne.
Melbourne, okay.
Yeah, in Melbourne. So It's a very big retreat center in Melbourne. So what happened, they left Saturday night and I was just there with my children and my father-in-law who is not in Gyan. Don't know how everything just struck, and he asked me, are you not going? Because, you know, we just came in Gyan and I'm in love with Baba, doing everything and such an important thing, not going. And I'm like, yeah, I will go. And I didn't say a single word. I don't know why I said it. I said, yes, I will go. And he was just looking at me, maybe thinking, no plans, nothing, how is she going? And then at night, after we had dinner and everything settled, and I don't know, Baba just made me speak, just like you said, you don't know, things happen, they come out of your mind. Mm. We were just sitting there after dinner, and I said, Daddy, can you drive me? Can you just come along? Can we just all go together? Maybe I'll just go there for the ceremony, and then I'll come back. And somewhere Baba knew that I wanted to stay there. When you just go there in Brahmin family and gatherings and it's Baba's love showering and everything, you just don't want to leave. I mean, you just want to stay there forever. It's so timeless. But still, it was just somewhere in the back of my mind. And he said, okay, that's fine. We can just go. Like, even, we will see. He didn't even say we will see. I had Amrit Vela and everything. And then I just asked him, okay, are we going? And he said, yeah, I'm ready. We're going. And then we just left. No plannings, nothing. Baba just touched him or what he said. And another thing was, I didn't demand it. Mm. I just said, Baba, I just want to be there. You know, I'm in love. I want to come. That's all. And Baba said, and he just put everything in place. I took kids with me. Like, there wasn't any plan or anything. And they just loved it. They had Baba's blessings and we all, and I just loved that day. That was beautiful. Baba loves me and we all love Baba.
Thank you. What is your Lokik name?
Poonam.
Poonam. Okay, good. So we have so many,
thank you.
Miracles. And yes, please can have a clapping for It's little bit, it's a good exercise, you know. It's like these days doctor says you do 4-5 times, so it is a good for your blood circulation and it charge your cells. Okay, so whenever you clap, so don't feel little bit, you know, hesitate, do it because it's going to give you to share the blessings with others. So anyone else would like to share? Yeah, anyone from this group? I can see that so many blessings are there on your faces. Baba, isn't it? Baba has given you so many blessings. Isn't it? Yeah? Given, no? Do you feel that? Please raise your hand. Do you feel that Baba's blessings are with me? Yes. All of you? Very fortunate. Yeah. And one thing is there. Thank you. Because always, you know, keep that stock with you. The moment, because I have seen myself, you know, when you go out of India, you are always there very busy, isn't it? And so many, sometimes the difficult and the problems come and other things come in your way. You know, that is why Baba has given you the title, always remember, double foreigners, double effort makers, isn't it? And also double fortunate, isn't it? Baba gives you so many these kind of titles to you, not to us. Why? Because you are doing so many things that we are not doing. So you will get extra marks, do you know? For what you will be going to do, get when the grand total will be there, you will get extra marks for what? Do you know extra marks for what? Do you remember that? Yeah? For what? Because everything you are doing double. Double in means you have to do so many things of law kicks, all that. Here so many departments are there, they are doing, but you are running so many things. You're living in such world where you are surrounded by different people and then you are there. And you know why you are there? Because now when you go back from Madhuban, this Murli will be a special blessing and miracle for you, because be ready. I always feel there are so many souls waiting for us. So many souls. Give them. There is a time to give them. Give them. Don't feel that I will be able to do or not. Don't keep these thoughts. That's why a determination. So the determination is Baba is giving a key to us, you know, key to all of us, that children don't feel that I will not be able to do or only few people can do and I cannot do. No, Baba gives even to such souls. That's why I share you the one miracle that is happening with our research study at the Global Hospital. And that's, you see, the 3,000 heart people. Heart patient, they had 80 to 90% blockages in their coronaries. No blockages are there. Opened up of what? Because of Baba's knowledge and lifestyle changes and vegetarian diet and exercise. This is a miracle for the doctors, the cardiologists, when more than 400 cardiologists were the last, you know, in many countries, doctors were, cardiologists were there, and the one angiography was passing from one doctor to other doctor. And they were all having they were feeling it's like a miracle. Any one of you have to catch the 12:30 bus? Okay, so we will be winding up soon with the little exercise and song brother will be going to play, and we will wind up this class. So this is the miracle, and I, after my PhD, you will be going to get maybe in the Gyan Sarovar outside in Pandabhavan. I documented after my PhD in this book many research studies, so you can read. So before, you know, this, you can also share to many new souls, because this is the reality, because the heart patients, the blood pressure patients, the diabetes patient, the addiction patient, they are now okay. Sister is here. Sister, you are feeling better now? She's okay. She looks so fine. See that so many results are there. So brother, can we play one song? We can. Yes. Yeah, so now all of you will be going to stand at our one place. So just join your hands together. Brothers and sisters this side. Joining together hands and feel the blessing of Baba, and you can dance also if you want. Feel free, relax. Yes. Like
this song is made by DJ Sagar.
Feel free and feel the blessing of Baba. Feel life. Baba
Number one. This song is mixed by DJ Sagar. This song is mixed by DJ Sagar.
Those of us can go and in this blessing stage, you can go to the bus. Don't miss bus. Thank you very much, Om Shanti. Thank you, Om Shanti.